death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a new headline on Infowars.com. Black Guerrilla Family, that's a black supremacist group, says the Bloods and the Crips plan to take out Baltimore cops as a response. And the mayor says, well, they're allowing rioting in certain areas. I mean, this is all trying to get a summer of rage going as a pretext to put military on the streets. It's pure psyop. Obama sending people to the funeral delegation simply to hype this up. We need to send a crew out. One of our reporters was just saying, Mikhail Phelan, with signs saying Black Lives Matter at abortuaries. Because that's where the real killing's going on. And people say, well, why are you giving that idea? Well, we're going to do it because I don't care. So people need to start doing that. That's where the real Black Lives Matter. Jakari Jackson, you've been there since 9 this morning. Great job with Joe Biggs and others from the InfoWars crew. You're out front the judicial building where they have the county council. We call them county commissioners here. Very interesting video that I saw, but you were there for the whole time. What's your takeaway overall today, Jakari Jackson?
Well, it seems to me, Alex, that the people are very much apprehensive of the drill in general. Some people were completely against it, other people were one way or the other. And I was very curious that the commission and the spokesman really wouldn't hear their concerns as far as canceling the drill. They said, yeah, we're here to talk to people, but it really wasn't something where they were going to make a decision whether or not to have the drill. It was pretty much, yeah, you can come and voice your concerns, and we'll pretty much write it in the meeting minutes, and nothing's going to happen. So the people I talked to said that they should have some type of recourse to cancel the drill or at least postpone it until people's fears can be alleviated.
Well, just from what I saw, he was being a little bit smart mouth. They would also try to just say, ask your question. They would try to poo-poo it. But I heard a lot of stuff that Colonel said that we know is not true from their own paperwork they put out to the public.
Yeah, and I had a chance to interview him briefly, just asked a couple questions, because I approached the guy. I said, hey, Colonel, can I get a quick word? He said, you're here with Infowars.com. I was like, yeah. And he said, you asked me a question. I was like, yeah, I did, respectfully. And he was like, okay, well, what are you going to ask me? How many questions are you going to ask me? I was like, you didn't ask. I think, were they talking to KXAN, Josh? Yeah, they talked to KXAN right before I walked up. And he didn't screen their questions. He didn't ask how many questions you guys want to ask me, you know, what questions are you going to ask. So I said, okay, how about we just ask 3 questions? He said, okay. And they weren't, and I was trying to be as unredundant as possible and ask him, you know, just some stuff off the top of my head, because we have plenty of stuff of him kind of dancing around questions. But, you know, it's just basically a PIO's answer. You know, Alex, I know you've encountered these people. I have, David has, Joe Biggs has, of course. And their job is pretty much just to give you the most undescript answer as possible. You know, nothing that deviates too much from the script or from the cue cards. But, you know, he did come out here and face the firing squad. And, of course, like most of the people here, I respect him for his military service. But I think he left the people here very unsatisfied in his answers.
Well, sure. And he said, it's about my uniform. It's about me. You can trust me, as if he was the commander-in-chief, as if he was the George Washington. He said, this organization has been around 240 years. The globalists are overthrowing that organization right now. And that's why they don't just have the portly PR guy, Hubble, out there anymore, whatever his name is, Meade. They now are rolling out the military people, hoping that sells the public.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's a guy who came out here. He's very sharp. I got to step up on this tree. But, yeah, he was a very well-spoken guy. And the people, you know, they were very respectful. I thought, by and large, there was a couple of outbursts, but, you know, the people very respectful by and large, but they just weren't here to answer the questions of the public. They were here to reinforce the narrative that they also they've already stated, and that's just, you know, it's pretty much move along. There's nothing to see here. And my question, when I had a chance to ask the colonel during the meeting, I asked him, you know, where did these role players come from, and would there be any drills to round up and or detain these people? And at first he didn't want to answer, or he kind of answered roundabout, but he eventually said, yes, it is a possibility these people could be rounded up during the course of the drill.
There you go. So confirmed. They are going to practice roundups. Great job, Jakari Jackson. Go get some lunch on the company, and then we'll see you guys back here for the nightly news tonight, a roundtable discussion. So, again, that's Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. as well. Pray for us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome, my fellow InfoWarriors, listening around the world and also tuning in via InfoWars.com and watching on the free TV streams at InfoWars.com/show. Thank you so much for joining us on the official kickoff of the new weekday transmission, this new week that spans out before us. It is Monday, the 27th day of April, 2015. Professor John Lott will be joining us to document that more guns means less crime. We'll also be joined by Joel Gilbert, who has now released part of the interview. We'll play more of it here today with Barack Obama's half-brother, Malik, exposing what's really been going on behind the scenes. This is groundbreaking news and information in association with WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Thank you for joining us. We'll have open phones and news during the half-hour point. So we'll have 30-minute interviews at the start of the first hour, 30-minute interview at the start of the third hour, and then news for the balance of the transmission. And we'll also open the phones up. Okay. Wow. I mean, I say this every day because it's true, but I get in here now and go over the news, and it is just over the top, confirming the globalist master plan that they wrote about and talked about and gave speeches about for decades. It's just showing they really mean what they say. But at the same time, to see the mounting resistance to it is buoying, very uplifting, but to also see some people falling to the propaganda is very nauseating. So it is the best of times, the worst of times. It's all over the top. Look at this headline from John Rappaport at Infowars.com. And this is from the major Australian newspaper. Australia, everyone must get vaccinated except the Prime Minister's daughters. And it turns out the Prime Minister, who, by the way, is anti-UN, anti-carbon tax, been trying to even reverse some of the anti-gun laws. I mean, Tony Abbott is good on so many fronts, but let me tell you, Big Pharma will spend unlimited money to destroy you if you don't submit to them. Kind of like Rand Paul came out and got vaccinated whenever they were pointing out that he was an anti-vaxxer from interviews we did with him a few years ago. And he's a medical doctor. He came out and said there are a lot of negative problems, a lot of side effects they won't tell you about. There are some benefits. You should really research it and check the lot of the vaccines. Just good doctorly advice they would give prior to 10 years ago. Now, if a doctor says don't give a pregnant woman a vaccine, they go after their license, even though the insert still says it. And so they bullied Rand Paul, one of the few places he really buckled, into taking a shot on TV, tweeting out photos of him taking the flu shot. Pretty disgusting. And I really like Rand Paul. I got to say that Tony Abbott, compared to what they had, has actually done some good things. But, man, it's like Rick Perry. He's good on some things, but lied 10 years ago, former governor, and said it's the law to take Gardasil. And I went on air, and I was in the local paper as well. They called me, and they go, the Austin American Statesman, they go, Mr. Jones, you claim there's no law. Is the governor lying? And I said, don't ask me as if I'm making it up. Go to the state law. There is no law. He has made it a recommended vaccine with an executive order through the state health department, and then county health departments then put it on the list of school-required vaccines, but there's a waiver. So there is no law. He is lying to people and buffaloing them. And I've got to tell you, it took about 2 years and a bunch of young girls dying, and Japan banning it, and India banning it, and Brazil basically banning it, saying don't take it from all the deaths and all the illnesses and all the autoimmune disorders. But it came out that indeed there was no law, and indeed Gardasil could really hurt you. That's what he was quoted. See, I said I want to just give you the headlines. Just this first story, I have to cover it first. Was in news.com.au. Abbott rules on cancer vaccine for his daughters. I could be seen as cruel on Gardasil. He was federal health minister at the time. He said that while he may seem as cruel, callous, heartless bastard, he would not be rushing to have his own daughters vaccinated with HPV shot against cervical cancer. And then he went on to basically say that he had concerns about the vaccine. We'll cover that more coming up later. But the point is, he doesn't take vaccines. His daughters don't take vaccines. And let me give you the rest of the story. Here's Der Spiegel, the biggest newspaper in Germany, most respected. From 2009, during the swine flu hysteria, second-class medicine, Germans unhappy with alternative swine flu vaccine for politicians, called a clean vaccine in a secret program for top military brass and government officials. China also has this, so does England, and so does the U.S. But you go to medical doctors and you say, I'd like to get some of the clean vaccines without the thimerosal and from these special lot labs. Here's the name of the company. I want this tetanus shot for my daughters. And the doctors go, what we give is great, and you don't want that, I'm not going to give you the vaccine. I've actually gone and investigated it because tetanus is a serious issue. The problem is they know everybody takes it, so that's where they've been caught in India, Africa, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe and Latin America. adding a hormone to it that then creates an autoimmune response when your daughter goes into puberty, and then every time she gets pregnant, it causes a miscarriage at the beginning of the second trimester. That's a declassified UN program, 1996. They still do it. And they've been caught doing it with a little bit of an augmented hormone that's softened a bit, so it's not 100% here, 100% sterilization, but it's partial. It's a very cruel form of sterilization because you're not really sterile. You have the autoimmune response and a self-abort the baby and have complications. And, hey, maybe women want an auto-destruct system in them. Then let them be honest. You can go get the shot and have all the miscarriages you want. I'm being sickeningly sarcastic, but this is going on. So just understand, I can pull you articles out of China, China Daily. I can pull you stuff out of The Independent. I can pull you more, not just for Spiegel. They don't take the shots. I've never talked to a globalist who takes them. They go, of course I don't. Now, they've got to go to really dangerous countries that have got problems. They have special. The State Department has a program. You want to know what to take that has least amount of complications and problems, learn the State Department list of purchase orders through FedBizOps, who they're going out and who they accept for contracts for vaccines for their higher-level people. Their low-level get the general vaccines. Again, this is what's going on. Okay, I'm going to get back into that later. I just wanted to mention that now. German chancellor, ministers get special vaccine without soft kill ingredients. Another headline. Let me just give you now some of our top stories. New video shows Tennessee cops and National Guard in riot control exercise. And Jade Helm, by the way, has already kicked off. I can cut right now to Ustream, Alex Jones live on Ustream, and show our TV viewers that are watching at Infowars.com/show. Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, and others are in Bastrop outside Camp Swift, where the major command base for hostile operations, that's what they call Texas, is going on. They have an Army officer speaking right now where our reporters are. We just lost the feed. As soon as that feed comes back up, we're going to go to that with audio for TV viewers. So we have a link at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to that testimony that's going on. And we'll continue in our news center to have someone on that to be watching that and getting key intel as it develops and as it unfolds. Again, please tell me when the feed comes back up, gentlemen. Jade Helm, live coverage in Texas. Americans flood Bastrop, Texas courtroom to oppose Jade Helm. It's full of hundreds of people with Infowars.com shirts on, many of them. In fact, there's no bug on Ustream. And it was funny. There was a guy sitting right in the right-hand lower corner with an Infowars shirt. Looked just like a bug there. Has the stream come back up, guys? Okay, please notify me as soon as it does. Or call our crew and tell them to reboot. They may not know the stream's gone down. Let's just set a policy for that to direct that operation. Thank you. Video shows Tennessee cops and National Guard in riot control exercise, civil unrest training, now taking place once a month. There's a massive escalation of this. And when you hear them chanting on these videos from California and other states, they're trying to take on veterans that announce themselves as patriots, as gun owners, as sovereign citizens, you know, who won't take forced inoculations. Simply amazing. U.S. National Guard drills in public aimed at dealing with domestic dissidents. We're going to play a special report with Paul Watson on that front. Meanwhile, Baltimore mayor, space was approved to those who wish to destroy. We have that video. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake made a stunning admission Saturday. Baltimore mayor said that they allowed them to basically loot and destroy after a citizen was killed by police. We don't know the details. Obama is sending a representative to the funeral, trying to stir all of it up. Let's go out to break with the mayor and the stunning admission.
We've had these types of conversations before, and I've made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything that they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech. It's a very delicate balancing act, because while we try to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One day, we had 3.5 million people. on our Ustream. Right now it's just a few thousand because we just announced it. It's up on Infowars.com covering Jade Helm. Citizens are asking questions right now of the military brass that's there. We're shooting HD video as well. We'll have a nightly news report with everything boiled down, but there are hundreds of citizens there covering it and asking real questions. So let's go ahead and go to a citizen talking to the military during citizens' communication at the county commissioner's court in Bastrop, Texas, outside Austin, Texas, just to the east. Here it is.
Operation is supposed to be 9, and I have assurance from several other sources that it is. As you mentioned, there would only be two Humvees. Imagine they're up armored 12,100 pound Humvees. As they move through our roads, will you be able to reimburse, fix any roadways? As to also mention, any of your personnel going through our town.
You know what this is? This is smart citizens using bureaucracy to shut this down. Not, we think you're here to acclimate us for martial law, gun confiscation. Oh, you're here to condition us to accept military presence, which is the overall mission, to condition the military, the general public, you name it. No, it's, are you going to fix anything you break? You see, and the media is spinning this that we're anti-military. Then they go, well, then why are you against the VA scandal? We're all for the veterans and the troops themselves. We're against having them be used to back up ISIS and Al-Qaeda previously, or to take our guns in Katrina and to be training to fight the Tea Party, and we have the video. We're here saying no to the mission being ordered by the traitorous, illegitimate bosses in Washington. And the military knows that. That's why they're huge listeners. And we're going to keep checking in today during this multi-hour hearing with what citizens are asking, especially the minute Joe Biggs starts speaking. Let me know, guys, or Jakari Jackson. I want to go to him. But let's go hear a little bit more of this live coverage of the beginning of Jade Helm, the main mission to prepare us for the occupation of Northcom.
Location and timing on this.
That's the county judge speaking.
Well, the timing itself basically has to do with the rotation of forces. As I've said, after 14 years of combat, we're still engaged in combat. We have a heavy off tempo as it is. So it comes to the availability of the units. We've had some units have to back out because of real-world missions. So that's
right. It's foreign missions. Now they're learning to do a domestic mission.
Exercise. And again, it comes to challenging terrain, exposing our guys to different environments. And we've seen that the long distances offered here in Texas are exactly what we're looking for to push our guys to the limits.
Thank you. I think recognize.
We're going to more questions.
For a question before, and then secondly, the gentleman to my right over here. Thank you for being respectful.
They've not been going to Joe. They keep saying thank you for being respectful, like acting like we weren't.
And Sheriff Department,
like we inherently had to be restrained.
They said that
you're going to be gaining information, and what kind of information, and are you going to use our local people to help with that?
The good news is, look at that huge room packed with people that know what's going on.
The only coordination now that will take place is we're just letting them know, hey, here's what happened the last 24 hours, here's what's happening next 24 hours.
Right. Train to work with local police. That's all about. It's in all the manuals. I mean, it's not our opinion.
The memorandum of agreement, the memorandum of understanding that has occurred with the municipality.
Very good question. Thank you. A quick question from downstairs. Why was Bastrop County picked out of all the counties in Texas, and how does it affect the routine annual acts of our citizens?
So how counties were picked in Texas comes down to this. The land was volunteered by the private landowner. They came to us. Okay? They are not getting any reimbursement for volunteering their land. They believe in training America's Special Operations Forces, not only in word, but also in deed.
And Fort Hood is the size of Fort Dallas with all these bases. They don't need places to train.
All right.
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest of this. But remember what the Baltimore mayor said. We're going to go out to break again with that clip. She said that we let the looters have an area to basically wreck stuff. This is the attitude of government. So notice they're hyping all the rioting while preparing for the big summer coming up to already have the military in place. I mean, this is amazing. We're going to go to break and come back with that clip and give you the rest of the story, breaking it down from every angle. But we're learning a lot more about Jade Helm right now and how it ties into this march towards tyranny. And again, we do not believe Jade Helm will be martial law. It is just another increment as they turn the heat up into a total atmosphere that is martial law.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this?
And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we've had reporters there since before the county courthouse. The county government opened in Bastrop today. It's a big county, big facility. And as best we can tell, they never announced the name or the rank of the guy wearing airborne patches that is up there speaking. If they did, we missed it. We're trying to find out right now. Before they had a civilian speak in another county out in West Texas and give us a lot of juicy intel, we have the live streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Alex Jones live on Ustream. If you want to go watch that feed, if you want to take clips of it, make your own reports, we need that. We need the human intelligence out there, you know, to help us as well track what's happening. But here's the good news. We understand the PSYOP. The hundreds of citizens that showed up understand the PSYOP. We know what's going on. We understand this is about using the love that the American people have for our veterans and our military that's done a lot of good things in the past to then attach that to the new direction they're taking it, where Forbes and others report that the U.S. military is working around the clock to fight their main enemy. This is all over the news, the Tea Party. In fact, there's the headline right there if you're a TV viewer. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Similar headlines in Time, Newsweek, Associated Press. This is what's going on. It doesn't mean the National Guard doesn't help with forest fires or that the Army doesn't help sometimes when a volcano goes off at Mount St. Helens. Those are legitimate missions. And they go out now and they do this, these training exercises amongst the people, like in Arcadia, Iowa, that are gun confiscation drills. And they tell us, you're not welcome at the drill in California. It's for dirty bomb. And we get there, and it's basically the Tea Party has set off a dirty bomb. And the Tea Party is being attacked by riot police yelling, we're sovereigns, we're sovereigns. The Tea Party's not setting off dirty bombs and IEDing police. But they're preparing the idea and the locals so when the globalists have their mercenary brigades carry out the attacks on police, we will be blamed, they'll start the gun confiscation, and then a real fight will start, because we're not going to FEMA camps. You can type in, Army advertises for internment specialist. And it goes on to how they'll process our Social Security numbers, how they'll take our guns. That was 3 years ago. And where did we get the document? Army.mil. Remember at first we broke Jade Helm a month ago and people said there is no Jade Helm for a week? Oh, now is there a Jade Helm? Oh, there is a Jade Helm. These are the classic PSYOP techniques we deal with from people like this guy up here. Oh, we're here to learn how to fight overseas. Yeah. You're here to learn how to suck eggs, too. Let's go back to some more of the questions that are being asked. We just lost audio. Well, we'll see what happens with the Ustream on that front. Having a lot of problems today, but the image is HD almost. Call them and let them know then. Let's keep monitoring that. We've got enough guys to do it. Thank you. Now, in fact, we ought to just go to our own Skype and see how good that is as well. Don't we have a Skype backup usually? Usually what we do in the field parameter, since I first did it with coverage in 2008 of the DNC in Denver, is we go live back then with Justin TV and then a Ustream, and then we also have a Skype. And that's the field kit that we have that we went through hell to get to train with and everything else. But regardless, folks, it's why we need you to support us so I can get larger teams, reporter groups. We've got a two-man group out there right now to cover this. But the good news is the citizens are out there all videotaping, and it's all going to go up on the different platforms, different channels. And you're going to be able to see the highlights of whatever was said as this whole thing unfolds from out there outside Camp Swift at the county seat, the county government there in Bastrop, Texas, there in Bastrop County. So, Baltimore mayor, space was provided to those who wished to destroy. Baltimore mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake made a stunning admission Saturday. And if you go to drudgereport.com, he understands what a big deal this is. He has it red-linked at the top with that quote, Baltimore mayor, space was approved to those who wished to destroy. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
I also pointed out yesterday on the Sunday broadcast that Baltimore, Maryland is majority black. It's pretty much a black-run city. They have upwards of half their officers are black. And I'm just sick of hearing that it's white people out to kill black people when the statistics have been out for a decade. If you're white or Hispanic, you're twice as likely to be shot by cops. And you know why? I don't care if it's a black police force or a mixed police force, what it is. They don't want to respond to gangbanger inner city poor black areas. Because you get shot at, you'll get sued, you'll get called racist. So they don't respond to as much crime there. They slow roll. just like in the riots in Watts back in the 60s, just like with the L.A. riots back in the early 90s, the police did not respond. They let the looters beat Reginald Denny's face in and the rest of it. And it's almost like government is complicit, even if they don't false flag it. Sometimes they have provocateurs. I mean, it's the media provocateur at this time, MSNBC, that they order the police in Seattle with those black block white kid looters. They let them loot and order the police to stand down. I interviewed cops and the police chief later. Oh, yes, we did our journalism that they were basically ordered to stand down by the Delta Force. Clinton's people were there. Oh, Delta Force, the same ones running the PSYOP Jade Helm. And don't look at the uniforms of these officers now in special forces and think, oh, they must be patriots. I have no doubt they're not proficient, intelligent men, but they now have survived all the Obama purges and have shown they're ready to follow orders. So in my experience now, when you get up to colonel level and above, full colonel level, you're dealing with some folks who are willing to take orders all the way. People like Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer got basically run out. He's now still involved with the Pentagon in secretive things with his anti-Bin Laden unit because he blew the whistle that was a stand down. They go after real people. Pat Tillman wouldn't play games, so they killed him. So Baltimore mayor, and again, we'll show you drudgereport.com on screen with the big red headline, space was provided to those that wish to destroy. Baltimore police beat journalists during protest. Quote, he's a photographer, he's press, get him. That's AP. Read the article. Baltimore police beat journalists during protest. So they let the black-run police department, can't blame white people here, and again, I'm not blaming blacks or whites, so you know, governments just act the same generally. But the point is, ordered the press attacked and ordered the stand down. And now the White House is there running the show. Just like the, quote, white-run police department in Missouri, in Ferguson, ordered Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs and Vice Magazine and others attacked. And maybe we should show the video of the journalist being beaten by the police. So targeting people that have done nothing. Now, do I blame the average cop? No, I don't. Do I blame the cops that follow the orders to beat somebody? Yes. But the point is, you try being there when the protesters are attacking you and the police are. And why is that? Because at the end of the day, they're all working for the globalists who want social decay and social unrest and social collapse. Unbelievable. As a journalist, to see the amount of persecution of media and to see the whore media not even willing to stand up for its own people, though the AP did at least admit that the police did this and it was wrong. AP came out 3 weeks ago and said, the president of AP, and said, the media is controlled, we're told what to say, we're being given no access. Yes, that's what's going on. And there are political prisoners rotting in jails everywhere, all over the United States, for simply reporting on government crimes. Tyranny is here. We're all in grave danger. The answer isn't groveling. The answer is standing up and getting involved like folks are doing in Bastrop. Do we get the audio feedback? Good. Let's go to see what's happening now in Bastrop, Texas. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners can get the audio. Here it is.
I'll just ask this way it's written. When we have a federal government that cannot tell the truth, how do we know that what you're saying is true?
Apples and pumpkins. Okay, let's do it that way. This institution right here has been around for 240 years. I have transitioned in this uniform, various shades of it, under five presidents, all of it peacefully. You may have issues with the federal government. You may have issues with the administration. So be it. Okay, but this institution right here has been with you for over 240 years. Period.
See, they're going to use the uniform to sell the tyranny. It's high-level PSYOP. I said that 20 minutes ago. You just saw it. Bam. It's a total enemy script. Wow, that's evil.
Say your name, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Sandy Churchill, and I live in Rosebank. You stated that the
that involved?
Not DHS, no.
Yes, other.
Yes, DHS is some of the damn document.
FEMA is going to be involved.
No.
FEMA is too, you liar.
Thank you.
By the way, they say George Washington isn't welcome in today's military. But he just used George Washington.
Let's not do that. I have a question. It wasn't answered. Lots of people have questions.
See, they're playing games. Oh, you're wrong. Oh, no, you don't get your question. They're just psyoping the whole group.
As all these members of
the question is, have any of you been paid money by the Army? Joe Biggs asked that. Text him. Like in 99 in San Antonio, have they paid any money individually to the campaigns? Let's go back to it. See, the county judge is trying to manage his enemy, his prey.
Disobey and refuse.
What will
that audio just went way down, guys. Can you boost it?
Okay. So there will be still back out. They can still
But as a target exercise, you're saying that any of the military personnel who will be in the county and private citizens on the street or in a restaurant or
for exercise purposes, Your Honor, no. Or as a matter of going to eat a cheeseburger for a nice little coat, yes. The kids are going to want a can of Coke Omega. They may want a pack of Marlboros. They may want a can of
Coke. All right. Good. That's fine. Mr. Pitt.
State of Korea, for all the flavor book with me, this Hunter Bridge Dictionary. And my question is, I want you to address receiving this and cutting it out and not bring it back by any other name that your strategist may find in this dictionary that has anything to say that it is a preparation for martial law.
Yes, because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir. That's what you say.
Wow, that's a lie. We have footage around the country. They're currently training for civil unrest.
The black shirt with the glass sunglasses. I wish you'd remove your sunglasses. It's not that bright in here. Do you have a camera from the skyline?
Well, we're going to have HD video, all this, and audio. The crew here is doing a great job. The crew out there is doing a great job. I'm kind of chomping at the bit. I wish I kind of would have gone, but I've got a traffic cop, everything here. This is just unprecedented to hear the lies coming out of their mouth. In no shape or form is this preparation for martial law, because they're not going to call it martial law. They can get up there and say there are no FEMA camps, because they're not called FEMA camps. They're called the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They're called Preparation for Continuity of Government. They're called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They're called Emergency Resettlement Centers. In fact, we'll put that on screen, or I'll pull it up, just for folks. Army hiring resettlement experts. Army preparing resettlement operations in U.S., and then he gets up there and says there's no preparations for martial law when it's in hundreds of newspapers that the military is training to, quote, take on gun owners and veterans. I mean, that's been in the news hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. There it is. Careers and jobs, internment specialists. They've got them for overseas and domestically. Let's go ahead and go back to the feed and see if we can get some good audio.
How do you respond to that, sir?
One, there's not a style campaign going on associated with that. This is an information brief, and that has nothing to do with the private citizens in Boston.
Yeah.
So I wish you could clarify the question, because it sounded more like a statement in the end.
The question is psychological, psychological operations, is it considered psychological warfare? Is it considered weaponry in your Army training?
They're just feeding a bunch of bullet, folks. I just searched ArmyResettlementInfoWars.com on Google. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for resettlement. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters. I mean, this is all from Army manuals. You go there, you link through to Army.mil. Army admits reeducation camp manual. I mean, that's just bombshell. Video, become a FEMA camp internment resettlement officer. I mean, all of this is their own sources. Look. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. They got so upset with us back at the time, and it lists the Social Security numbers, how to process this, all of this, and they just think that we're going to sit there and go along with all of this like we're stupid. There it is, Army.mil, FM3-39.40. But again, he just sits up there like we're stupid, like we don't know what's going on. I'm going to continue like Paul Revere to ring the alarm here. This is like the Redcoats coming into town and saying, oh, we're not here to attack you. We're just here to stay by your house and sneak around your backyard. And you find the Redcoats manual. They're trying to take you on. You're like, what's this? Never mind that manual. I'm your friend. Trust this uniform. We're going to go to break and come back and get into some other really important news here today. But before I go any further, the sale ends in 3 days. It's the biggest show we've ever done at InfoWarsLife.com when it comes to several items. High-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet, $14.95. That's 50% off. The leading competitor is the exact same thing. We're always less, but still like 47% off if you count our regular discount. 50% off, free shipping. And it ends coming up in just a few days. Free shipping, InfoWarsLife.com. I'll say about the other specials when we come back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Instead of hyperventilating over Jade Helm, I just get so upset when I see people like Army Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, who's up there speaking, in Bastrop, Texas, going, there are no plans for martial law. There are no plans to go after the patriot groups. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you? He goes, what? What? I mean, I don't know how it is for AM listeners because I'm getting the raw feed. It's still not that good an audio, but I can hear it. I don't know if you're getting all of it. That's why tomorrow we'll have the HD version of it to play clips. It's like, the sky's blue? What? The sun's yellow? What? Birds tweet? What? Rabbits have big ears? What? Barack Obama's a liar? What? I know nothing. I mean, do I need to play the clips from Miami and Indiana and California and Washington of people saying, what are the armored vehicles for? They're for the patriot gun owners. We're preparing for war. They're for the veterans. And you have all the manuals, and you have all the news articles, and you have all the preparations, and we start getting video back, or they're training right now, and they're like, what? And they're going to show dirty bomb exercises and stuff and go, see, we were here practicing to get kittens out of trees. And the guy's like, I'm a colonel. You see this uniform? I don't know what you're saying about Obama, okay? But this is, you can trust this. Really, I can, huh? Oh, boy. We have the clip. Role players caught sovereign citizens a week and a half ago in the bomb drill that we were blocked from going to, but we still got footage shot through the fence. Imagine what else we missed of them going, I'm a sovereign citizen. That was the cue to be clubbed to the ground. I mean, we have them. But they just sit up there in a confidence game going, no, 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 there's nothing happening. Please don't be mean to our troops that are coming to town. Please don't be mean to the military. Please don't be America haters. Those aren't America haters that are there. Look at that crowd of people. Hundreds and hundreds of people there in Bastrop. And they're not going to Joe Biggs deliberately. Let's go back to the feed briefly and see what we can hear from outside Austin, Texas, where the headquarters of the Defeating the Hostiles marked as Texas.
I hope you understand that we make many decisions, weighty decisions here. Every 2 weeks when we meet. Another question from downstairs has to do with, and I appreciate Commissioner Pena's perspective on military history. Their comment is that the last time they remember something like this had to do with World War II, and they even talk about rounding up Japanese Americans and interring them in.
That's the judge. Well, they have an entire auditorium full of people below them. It's so full.
Civil rights.
No, we're here to preserve that. Again, that's what we came and vote to for, you know, the Constitution.
Ooh, you said a dirty word. In the manuals, you're, that's bad.
And the institution's been around for 240 years, so we're here to protect all people. Those who cannot protect themselves, those who can, young, old, no matter race, religion, creed.
Well, sounds like good stuff from the colonel. Not true. All right. That powerful stuff, but we got to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Just epic questions. And I'm told by our crew that there's probably 300 people in that area and more in a bigger auditorium below it. So it's just overflowing. It may be 1,000 people. We don't have the crew to have a camera outside to show the big crowd. Maybe we'll get some of that. That's why it's vital that you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials at InfoWarsStore.com, the water filtration systems, the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have a bunch of specials that end in 3 days, a bunch of free shipping, a whole bunch of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off the colloidal silver, free shipping. You get 2 bottles of colloidal silver, get a free fluoride shield, chelator detox bottle, absolutely free. We've never offered anything this good. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want candy. I want all video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.